board met and the Pruitt Corporation board met, and all of which agreed that it was a positive thing, that if it was so successful that we sunsetted it, maybe it's a good thing we continue it. So I heard from a number of you saying that you liked it, you wanted it reinstated based off the feedback you received. So the board voted to continue that. They asked Mr. Halvig and I to come back with some draft recommendations or any changes. We did that, presented it this week, and they liked the idea of taking the reimbursement program up to the point of rough end, insulation and sheetrock. You no longer will reimburse for finishes. We saw some discrepancies. You had one coming in with, say, a $3,000 chandelier that they were getting reimbursed for, and another one coming in with a $150 ceiling fan light fixture. And there was some inequities there with what was being reimbursed based on the finish quality and the expenses. We recognize that the original intent of this program was to help subsidize the high cost of bringing some of these older abandoned buildings to code. I think that was what was discussed along was how difficult these buildings are and how costly it is to bring them to code, to meet current building codes. So going in with that understanding, we felt like stopping it at the rough end stage of sheetrock, that satisfied the original intent. It got plumbing, electrical, foundation, roof, fire suppression, all of those things that are required to be brought up to a today's standard, which is so costly, that helps them reimburse that part. If you remember, we do have incorporated into the budget, I believe a $200,000 allocation to financially support that program should it actually get approved. If it doesn't, then those funds will be reallocated for another purpose.